You're tuned in to Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? I'm Joseph Talbert Jr. here on Praise 107.9. We are having a great time. I'm excited to be back. We are here with Miss Melinda Rackley as usual.
Hey, y'all.
And Miss Tiffany is not feeling well, so we will keep her in our prayers today. And before we get started, like I usually do, we are brought to you today by Harvest Group Institute, harvestgroupinstitute.com. We are a Bible-based training company, and the reason that we exist is to share with people how to have and enjoy life. I see people who are married, but they don't enjoy their spouses. They have jobs. They don't enjoy them. They have children, and they are not having fun. Every day that you wake up is a good day, and we get with you and share with you ways and ideas how to enjoy yourself. And also, anything that you need, business-wise, we can help you get it done. We have a lot of resources. We help people do a lot of things, and that's why we're here on the radio. Also, Rack City Inspiration, Miss Melinda Rackley's company. She can help you get anything that is in your head out on paper. If you have notes and diaries and journals that you have written and you want to turn them into books, she can do it for you. She is amazing and spectacular. She does a lot of ghostwriting. I mean, if you have two pages, she can turn it into like 279 pages.
That's a specific number there, buddy.
But she can help you get your ideas out and make them happen. Then First Command Financial, Mr. Nick Poe, he has been a sponsor of ours for all of our seminars for the last 5 years, and he just came on board for the radio not too long ago. And so if we we sit down with you guys, and we don't just help you budget, but we help you create strategies for taking your finances to the next level. And what we do at a certain point is we connect you with First Command Financial, Mr. Nick Poe, so you can get your retirement in order, your life insurance is in order. You got to have retirement set up for yourself. The name of the show right now is Financing Your Future. And if you do not finance your future, you will turn 60, 70, 80, and you will not be able to live the life that you are accustomed to living. And so First Command Financial, Mr. Nick Poe, his phone number is 904-269-8772. They are in Orange Park. That's 904-269-8772. And another nonprofit that has sponsored us, Kids and Capes Incorporated. What they do is keep kids safe. They work with children who have dealt with abuse in any kind of way, shape, or form, sexual abuse, physical abuse, and we appreciate them sponsoring us. We love children. I love young people. I do a lot of speaking with young people. And we got to keep the kids safe. If you love working with young people and you love the work that people do in the community, they can use your help. Go to their website, kidsandcapesinc.com. That's KIDSNCAPESINC.org. Kidsandcapesinc.org. And let them know you want to help them out with money, or you want to help them out by sowing your time. And a new sponsor, Natalie Blum, Dr. Natalie Blum, a good friend of mine, Chiropractic Injury Solutions. That's Chiropractic Injury Solutions. If you've had any trouble, any accidents, they can help you get your body back on track. Auto accidents is her specialty. That's Dr. Natalie Blum, 904-300-3114. Or you can go to her website, chiropractorjax.com. That's chiropractorjax.com. And they actually have a really cool massage area over there, too. And so I didn't tell her I was going to do that. But if you want a massage, go over there. They got some good stuff going on. That's Natalie Blum, Dr. Natalie Blum, Chiropractic Injury Solutions, 904-300-3114. And so for right now, and one more sponsor, the church. No, she looking at me like don't do that. No. So apparently, I don't know, maybe they stopped paying. I don't know.
I forgot to update you on all that.
Okay, yeah, they didn't update me on any of it. So we'll have a meeting after we get off the air. So anyways, guys, you know what we do here is we talk about financing your future. You got to get your money under control. You got to get to a place where it is not running you, but you are controlling it. And like I've always said, you know, it's almost like money is a real thing. Did you want to say something? Okay. She's looking at me like, I'm waiting. Money is a real thing, and if you're not careful, it'll tell you what to do. You know, sometimes we have these ideas. I want to take off today. I'm not feeling good. Maybe I should stay home and get some rest. And then money says, you know, you can't do that because the rent's coming up. You know, the car note says, hey, you got to pay me. You know, you can't take a week off. You know, and so you should not have to decide whether you got to work today or go to your kid's recital. You know what I'm saying? So if you get your money under control and create some independence in your finances, and what I mean by independence in your finances is where you are not, you're not stuck at a job and banking on a job to make sure you're taken care of. Financial independence means that you've learned how to create revenue. You've learned how to create money in your life independent of the job. And I'm not knocking a job, but if you have a job, you should still be on the side creating some sort of independence for yourself financially. And so you got to get to a place where money is not controlling you, where you are controlling it. I've had a lot of meetings this week, and I wanted to talk about some of those. I had a lot of meetings this week about investing, investors, and a new program that we have created where one of the companies that we have and we partner with, they are paying back 5% a month. So I've had a lot of meetings with investors, and one in particular was, you know, only $500, not a whole lot of money. And I remember the meeting we sat in, and she said this, and I thought it was the most beautiful thing ever. She said, Joseph, I am terrified right now because this is the first time I have actually taken money and put it in a situation where my money is making money for me. She says, I'm used to spending money on myself and on the family, and whenever I spend it, I'm guaranteed not to make anything from it. I'm guaranteed for it to be gone, never to come back. And she said, I'm nervous, but I'm excited because this is the first time I've ever spent money in a way that brings money back into my household. And she, you know, she got all sad and a little teary. And I thought that was the coolest thing in the world, because that's the whole purpose of us being here on the radio, is to help regular people turn their finances around, to help regular people take hold of who they are and what they're doing with their life. And she's an older woman, and she doesn't have much in, you know, put together as far as retirement goes. This is one step, and we got a few more months, and we're going to set her up with Nick Poet First Command. We're working on her credit to get it to a place where she can do some things. We just helped her get her company incorporated. She just started a business. She bakes cakes, and she's an amazing baker. And so I'm super excited for our ability to put people in a position to take hold of their own finances, to create some financial independence. Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I want to remind you all, if you're listening in, to give us a call here. The number is 904-296-2251. Again, the number to give us a call here is 904-296-2251. We want to hear from you, whether it's to have a comment or just to reach out for some help. We are here to help you. And Joseph, something that I have realized is a lot of people aren't able to do better in their finances because they don't really know what they want.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's something that we have to ask ourselves at some point in life and be honest and transparent. What do I want with my money? You know, do I want to have more than enough? Do I want to have just enough? Do I want to just keep barely making it by? Nobody should want to be there. Once you know what you want, you're able to put it out. Okay, Lord, I want to have more than enough, or I want to be able to sustain and help my next generation, my grandchildren, and everyone else. That's what we have to know first.
Right.
What do we want?
And as you were talking, what I was thinking about is, I don't think people ever even ask themselves that question.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get to a place, you know, I grew up with parents who didn't have much money, and they didn't know much about money or how money worked. And so it was never even a question that you could have more than what you had.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never asked myself what I wanted, especially growing up. And it didn't happen until I met one of my mentors now, Buana Thurman. When I met him, and he was talking about more. That was the very, I was probably 26, 27. And that was the first time I ever had said to myself, Can I have more? Like, you know, it was never even a thought or question that I should be looking. You know, it's like if you don't know your keys are missing, you don't know to go look for them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's kind of like, you know, if we don't know what we want, we can't give ourselves permission to go after it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, if you don't know that you want to live better than what you saw your parents doing paycheck to paycheck,
right,
you can't give yourself permission to be this fearless entrepreneur because you don't even know, you know, what you really want in your life.
Right. Absolutely. And it's just this far off daydream about having a better life, but you still don't ever believe you can have it. So you never even say, hey, what do I really want?
Yeah.
And I remember that day when I asked myself, what do I want? And I had to make a decision to go get it. You know, I had to make a decision to say, I got to stop and make it happen. And I'll share this quick story, even about the love of money is the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
That when I asked myself what I want, that was the thought I bumped into in my own mind.
Mm-hmm.
And all I could hear was my mama and them saying, you can't chase money. You know, you're shady, always trying to sell something, that kind of thing. And I remember God saying, son, you don't even know what it means to love money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that the love of money is the root of all evil. You don't have any.
Right. We have never had enough
right.
to love.
Yes. So I was like, okay, God. And he said, dude, it's okay to go get it. It's okay to build a life that equals finances.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to overcome that thought. And then there's another thought, there's another verse, and I believe it's in Ecclesiastes or Proverbs. It says that money answers all things. And that was a verse that I had never heard before until a guy, David, one of my first mentors, he told me that. He said, I know the love of money is the root of all evil, but the Bible also says that money answers all things. And then at that point, I had to resolve in my understanding what both verses mean, not throw one out, you know. And so when I realized that I could overcome that verse, that's when I began to seek out the business stuff, the opportunities. That's when I began to say, this is the kind of future that I want. And I like what you said, because the second thought I ran into was having more than what my parents had.
Mm-hmm.
I felt guilty for wanting more than what they had.
Mm-hmm.
I felt guilty for the thoughts that it sucked. I don't want to be broke. I don't want to, you know, and I felt guilty. And you know me now, I actually just talk to people when I don't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to my dad. We were in the grocery store. I never forget it. We were waiting in line. I think I was about, I can't remember, I was like 16 or 17 when I first had the thought. And I said to him, I said, Dad, is it okay to want more than what you were able to do for us?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? And he said, yes, dude, you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, dude. He ain't that cool, you know. But he said, yes, you're supposed to want more than me. You're supposed to want to do better than what I did. And when he said that, it freed me up to say, okay, cool, because I don't want nothing that y'all had.
Yeah.
You know? And I didn't feel bad about it. And I'm not knocking what they were able to do, what they were able to give. What, you know, I'm a sound thinking individual,
yeah.
You know, right now. So they did a decent job, you know, they did a great job. But I don't want to grow up the way they did.
Right.
I don't want my boys to grow up the way they did. And so when he freed me of that, it let me say to myself, okay, really, dude, what do you want? And how do you want your money to look? You
yes,
know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's so true. So I want to give you all a reminder as well to give us a call. The number is 904-296-2251. And then I want to give a special shout out to all of our sponsors. This segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Reach out to us. Our information is harvestgroupinstitute.com. Please visit our website. We do have a few wonderful events coming up. We have a leadership and finance coming up January the 12th at 10:30 a.m. Visit our website for more information on that to reserve your spot there. And we also would like to acknowledge Mr. Nick Poe over at First Command Financial. If you're ready to take that next step, live better, do better, think better with your money, give him a call. We're at First Command Financial. Again, that's Mr. Nick Poe. The number is 904-269-8772. Also, Kids in Cape Inc. It is all about keeping our kids safe. We want to raise kids who are safe in communities that are safe. So that comes with getting the information you need. They have some wonderful educational resources. We talked about them last week with Tiffany. Please just visit their website. And that's Kids in the letter N, capesinc.org. We also like to give a special shout out to Dr. Natalie Bloom over at Chiropractic Injury Solutions. Please give her a call if you just need to get stretched out, been in a car accident, anything happened to you, you feel like you just want to wiggle it out, have someone, you know, get you right together. She's the one for you. Her number is 904-300-3114. Again, that's Dr. Natalie Bloom. And again, please give us a call here at the station. And if you need anything else, please visit our website at harvestgroupinstitute.com.
And you can call us at our office, 904-533-6154. That's 904-533-6154. And so again, guys, remember, that's what we're here for, is to help you, share with you, teach you how to take care of your finances, how to change the way you deal with them and the dynamics of it. We actually have a call. Good morning.
Hello. Is this Miss Sissy?
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. God is good.
Yes. How can we help you?
I was listening to testimony about the lady trying to start her business, and God has blessed her to do her business with her cakes. But I would like to get someone to help me to do my business. You know, I desire to be an entrepreneur as well.
Okay. What is it that you do?
Right now, I do nursing.
Okay. Okay. And so what's your idea for entrepreneurialism? Well, you don't know yet. And it's okay if you don't know yet.
You know. Yes, God gave it to me many years, but I don't know how to get it started.
Okay. If you have a pen handy, take down the phone number, 904-533-6154. You got that?
Okay, what is it?
904-533-6154. You got it?
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Give us a call at the office. We'll set up a time to sit with you and structure out what you're trying to do, and we'll help you get it done. We can definitely do that. I want to say I'm super proud of you for calling in.
That's the first step.
I'm super proud of you for having an idea and not being afraid to go after it. Kudos to you. God bless you. We thank you so much for listening. Did you have any other questions before we hang up?
Yes. When should I call you? After the service? After this year?
Yeah, you can, if you like to, you can call after the radio show today, okay?
Okay.
You seem excited, and I'm happy about your excitement.
That.
So God bless you, young lady. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. So again, thanks to Cece for calling. And guys, call in, 904-296-2251. That's what we are here for, 904-296-2251. Even if you just have a question, give us a call and we can answer them.
Yeah, and that was so unique. You know, we were just talking about, what do I want? And she was able to recognize, okay, I'm ready to take this next step.
Yeah,
I want to reach out, and did it. And sometimes that's what we're so afraid of. After we ask ourselves, what do I want? That next step is really going after it, pursuing it wholeheartedly. You know, make a call, do a Google search, go reach out to someone who can help you do what you're trying to do.
Absolutely. Definitely.
That's all we need. You know, sometimes it's just that next step, that next little piece that we're missing. And then once we get that, we can fly higher than we ever thought before.
Yeah. Robert Kiyosaki says that most people are one thing away from extreme success. Mm-hmm. Just one action away. And not a whole bunch of stuff, just one action. So kudos to you, Miss Cece. And another action step you can take is coming out to our leadership and finance seminar in January.
Great information.
It's going to be phenomenal. The purpose of it is for you to have a place to go and learn about money. We're going to talk about, and again, it's not just informational. I'm not a big guy for just information. I hate people who just get, I don't hate people.
that was pretty strong buddy. Yeah. Whoa.
I hate the idea of just giving information with no wisdom and know-how. You've got to give somebody what to do next. In our leadership and finance seminar, that's exactly what you're going to get.
Practical steps. Yeah.
And the people that we have speaking there, they're not how-to people. They are have-done people. Mm-hmm. We have millionaires that come, and they don't want nothing from you. They just want to tell you what they did and how they did it. They're not there to sell you nothing. They're there to tell you what you can do and how to do it to get where you're trying to go. And it's going to be extremely exciting. I'll be there speaking. We're working on some of the other speakers. A gentleman named Ken, very, very, very successful guy. He'll be there speaking. I love his story, and I don't want to take anything from it, but it's a phenomenal story. He took a business of $28 million, and all because his wife told him, baby, if you can't find the job, why don't you start a business? And that's what he did, and I love his story.
Wow, that's amazing.
That is. It is. Yeah. It is. And Miss Melinda will be there as well.
Yeah, I'm just going to be holding a seat and taking notes, guys. I'm not going to be
talking,
though.
She's
going
to be doing something. She don't know what she's going to be doing yet.
Oh,
she hopes that she'll be sitting in the seat.
Yes, yes, yes. And I want to say also with this leadership and finance seminar, it's going to be really important to get yourself around people who can help you get where you're trying to go early in the year.
Right.
You know, you don't want to look back in May comes and you're still where you were in January or December of this year. So get in position. You know, just if you attend at least one thing for yourself this year, let it be something that's going to make you more money so that you can start putting it away for your grandchildren and yourself, and,
yeah,
and creating a solid,
yeah,
foundation for your future. I read a quote this morning, Joseph, and it said that the difference between a millionaire and just an everyday person is their ability to do through. And mm-hmm. I was like, huh, I mm-hmm. wonder what that means. And I kept reading. It was like their ability to do through not knowing. They keep doing things. They keep trying.
Right.
They keep growing. They keep going. They go to seminars. They read articles. Just
absolutely.
Do things that are going to help you get through every moment. Don't get still. So come to the seminar.
Yeah. And I remember when I first started on this journey,
mm-hmm.
I've spent literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in seminars, and I have
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sitting in seminars once a month, every couple of weeks, because I wanted to know, I wanted to learn, I wanted to do better. One of my mentors, you hear me talk about in Buana, he taught me this years ago. He said, Joseph, you are the best investment that you can
mm-hmm.
make.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you need to be working on yourself more than you work on anything else.
Yeah.
And I took that to heart. I'd rather be at a seminar than at the movies. I'd rather be learning something about life than to be hanging out at, you know, at concerts and stuff like that.
Well, we can do both, though.
You can do both. But watch this. How much easier is it to do the other things if you
right.
got the money game out
right,
of the way?
Right, right. And, you know, I thought about this because I, you know, invested in my four-year degree at the wonderful Florida A&M University. I say that
yeah.
every time I get a chance. But you know, I thought to myself, you know, a few weeks ago, why was it okay for me to spend thousands of dollars over 4 years at an institution, but it took me 5 years after to get to the point of being okay with going to seminars to better myself?
That's an interesting question. Buana says this. He had a degree from Morehouse College,
mm-hmm.
An honors degree in finance,
mm.
and he couldn't find a job when he got out of college.
Yeah,
more. He said, I spent $60,000 on my degree.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and the truth of the matter is, he said, somebody should have gave me a refund if I couldn't find a job.
Right.
And
yeah.
And he jokes about it. But yeah, and he always says this. He said, people don't flinch at spending 60 grand.
Mm-hmm.
To go get a college degree,
yeah.
but they will not spend a dime to learn how money works.
Yeah,
they will not spend
mm-hmm,
a dime mm-hmm. to learn how to be a better mom or a better dad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's insane to me.
Yeah,
you
and
know?
College has its place.
It does,
but we have
it does.
To do more. Like get outside of just going to school. Okay, well, what's next? Because there are some things that college simply can't teach you. I know that because I've been to college. You
right.
know, and there were things that life had to teach me. Local seminars, people who had been down the road that I was traveling, they had to teach me. So, you know, even if it's not the seminar that you're doing, go to something this year. Challenge yourself to continue your education in your community, in whatever city or state you're in. Go to something that's beneficial. Now do your research to make sure that you're
right,
gonna get something
right, right.
out of it, but go to something, you know.
Yeah, and it comes back to, you know, like you said, being around people who know. Get around folks that make you understand you can have more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That it's okay to say what you want, and it's okay to go after it. And being when you go to these seminars, sometimes, guys, you get around other people like you, other people who are on a search for a better life.
Yeah.
And it's okay to say, I want a better life.
Yeah.
It's mind blowing to me that people won't just say, I want a better life. I don't want to retire and have to get a job.
Mm-hmm,
I don't want to retire and can't go to the doctor. You know, I don't want to retire and have a hard time living.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to a young guy. We have a new marketing firm that's representing our training company, and he's a young dude. It's so funny. I'm 43, but now a 25-year-old to me is a kid. and we were talking, and I was like, man, there's so many people, and he didn't know this. So many people hit their retirement age and cannot fund their lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I said, dude, if you're gonna live subpar, it needs to be now. It needs to be right now while you're young. if you're going to have to eat ramen noodles, if you're going to have to, you know, turn the air, you know, the heat down and be a little cold, if you're going to have to drive a car that's raggedy and a little bit uncomfortable, it needs to be now in your younger years. Mm-hmm. Because when you get older and you need comfort, that's when it's time to splurge.
Yeah.
That's when it's time to have a car that talks to you, opens the door for you, heat your booty up. You know what I'm saying? But not when you're young. You're okay in your little struggle. Put your money away. Put it away. Let it go make money for you. Save it. Don't spend it on your comfort now, because when you're older, you need the comfort.
Right. And so it's kind of going back to what we were saying earlier. One of the first things you got to ask yourself, what do I want? And then after you do that, educate yourself based on what you want. Get some education. Go to seminars. Get something outside of yourself. And then you got to be specific. You know, after you get some education, you know a little bit more, be specific about what you're trying to get to. You know, if you want to live in comfort when you're 45, if you want to be retired and living a good life, then you got to be specific about that. So you'll know what action steps you need to take.
One of the things that we talk about at this next seminar is being able to envision your life 10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And describe what the 10-year later you looks like, what the 10-year later you is driving, what kind of life he's living. And then you got to make decisions at, like, I'm 43 now, and I'm very conscious of the 53-year-old me.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I want his relationship to be with his kids. I know what I want his relationships to be like with his wife. I know what I want him to be driving. Like, I see it clearly. And so I make decisions now at 43 to make sure that the 53-year-old me lived the life that he wants.
Yeah.
You know, and so you got to be able to be very, very specific. You got to know. And again, this is the kind of stuff that we talk about, the kind of stuff that we're going to be teaching at this seminar. It is January 12th at 10:30. You do not want to miss it. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. Give us a call at 904-533-6154 and get all the details. Get your tickets paid for. It's only going to be $39. That's $39 out of your life, 4 hours out of your day, mm-hmm. to change the way that you look at everything. And we're also going to be talking a little bit about, we've had a few people call about this. We have a making money course.
Mm-hmm.
And this course teaches people how to make money.
Yes.
Literally how to make money. Not how to budget, but how to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And if we talked about debt to income ratio a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you really need more money in your household.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know how to go out of your house and make money, then how are you going to increase it? And the only option that we know is go get a second job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's go get a second job. Then they say, well, two jobs ain't good enough. Let's go get a third job. At some point, you got to say to yourself, I'm tired of working all these jobs.
You got to stop getting so many jobs.
I got to do something for myself to build up my own finances for my household, my wife, and my children and my grandchildren.
Yes, yes, yes. And so I want to remind you all, if you've been listening in, visit the website. This segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. And our website is www.harvestgroupinstitute.com. Please visit for more information about our leadership and finance seminar, our Making Money Easy course, and everything else that we have coming up for you in this coming year. And also Rack City Inspiration, your one-stop shop for all things in writing. Read to learn and write to remember. Visit our website, www.rackcityinspiration.com. We want to help you get those books and journals out of your mind and onto some pages and in hands of people who need it. Nick Poe over at First Command Financial. If you're ready to take the next step, you want to talk about your finances, your retirement, getting money put away for your grandchildren, give him a call. His number is 904-269-8772. Again, that's Nick Poe over at First Command Financial. Kids in Capes, Inc. We want to keep our kids safe. And sexual abuse is something that no one likes to talk about, but it happens. So let's go ahead and get the education that you need to deal with it before it gets to your door. You know what to do and educate in the community. They have some wonderful books and material that you can read to your children and share at school, work, wherever. Visit their website. It's kidsincapesinc.org. That's kids, the letter N, capesinc.org. Dr. Natalie Bloom at Chiropractic Injury Solutions. Her number is 904-300-3114.
Yes. This last minute, I really just want to say to you guys, like I said, number one, give us a call, 904-533-6154. But come to the seminar. I don't talk much about what I've done and what I know how to do. And I got to change that even coming from into this new year for myself. Like, I know how to generate revenue. I know how to make money. I know how to create opportunities for myself. And that's what I am wired to do by God, is to teach other people how to do that. I've done some amazing things. I don't come from a family with money. I don't come from a family that know about money. I learned it. I set myself down under mentors and instructors, and I learned these things. And this is the kind of stuff that we teach at our seminars, and this is the kind of stuff that we teach at our classes. If you want to change your life, you got to change how you think, and you cannot change how you think if you don't put new information in. It's just not possible. It isn't, you know, you can't hope that money falls out of the sky. It's not going to. Money comes from other people, and if you don't know how to influence other people to get them to give you their money by giving them a good or a service, you will always be working for somebody trying to figure out what to do next. That is not where you want to be. So again, go to harvestgroupinstitute.com. Give us a call, 904-533-6154. We appreciate you guys listening as usual. Praise 107.9. Drive fast and take chances. We love you.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.